Hi, welcome to Lambert Park Church. Our vision is life with God for the world. Our mission is to invite everyone to follow Jesus with us through redemptive community, intentional discipleship, and everyday mission. We're so glad you're here. Stay tuned for the podcast coming right up.
Good morning, friends. My name is Scott. I'm one of the pastors here if we haven't met. Today's a unique Sunday for us, a wonderful Sunday. We have a special guest with us, Musu. Taylor Lewis.
That's right.
She's the president of FH Canada. Feel free to get yourself sorted.
Thank you.
And we have been in partnership with FH for over 20 years, and I don't want to steal all of what she's going to share, so I'll just pray for her, but it's an honor to have Musu with us today. I said her name earlier, and I said Musu, and then I overheard her say it as Musu, and I was struck with how easy it is to mispronounce a name, especially when it's unfamiliar. But then I thought, if I had a friend named Daniel, and I called them Danielle, it would feel very different. So we'll work on saying Musu. And but let's pray together. Jesus, Father, Holy Spirit, thank you for our middle school youth, grades 6, 7, 8, that just ran out of this room to have time with Lewis and Jerry. For our kids that have run off to their own spaces under Kenzie and other folks, good leadership. And us right here. Some of us who've been in this room for decades, some of us who are coming back, some of us who are brand new, some of us who have known your presence and your voice and your wisdom for years, some of us are just trying to make sense of who you are. Thank you for the opportunity to be in this community today. Thank you for the gift of having Musu with us today and what she has to bring with us about the story of FH and the story of the gospel and how it intersects with our real world today and the work that FH, Food for the Hungry Canada, is doing around the world and our partnership with them. So would you bless her, Lord, as she speaks to us? Would you open us up to receive your voice today, your grace? Lord, we want to receive this morning as not just a progress report or an information session, but we're entering into a conversation of what you're doing in the world and how we are a part of what you're doing and how we get to celebrate what others are doing, Lord. So come and lead us to yourself through all this. Glorify yourself, Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Scott. And thank you all for having me this morning. I was just listening and watching and worshiping and wondering how many of you woke up and knowing that you weren't on your A game and realized you had to be a guest speaker at a church. but then you come and you got prayed for again and again and walked in realizing that you're in a friendly place and knowing that I'm at home because God is in this place as he is everywhere. And as long as he's here, I lean into the prayer that he speaks today, that God tells the story that needs to be told to you and to your heart to understand some of what he's doing in this world through Lambrick Park and in many, many other ways. So yeah, delighted to be here today, and especially delighted to be here as I have just returned from Ethiopia, visiting Sasiga to celebrate the end of our 10-year partnership with that community, Lambrick Park, FH Canada, individuals in this church, and many, many across Canada who have partnered with Sasiga Mid-Highlands for the last 10 years. And I had the privilege of representing all of you at that celebration, and very, very sad that we couldn't have more of you join us due to the security situation that the community is facing. But I'm here to perhaps give you a little glimpse of what I experienced there and to speak a little bit more about the impact of the work that we've been able to do together with that community. I want to start by showing you a little bit of the community that came out. I mean, this has been an amazing partnership between FH Canada, FH Ethiopia, and the community, and they sure came out to represent themselves. This is a little video that can pan a little bit. I don't know if that's going to work. But we had people from the local government. We had people from Sasiga, And of course, all those at the center of the work that we've been doing. Members of the community, there were model farmers there, there were school representatives. Is it playing? No, that's okay. Let's just leave that there. There were village savings and loans participants, community business organizations.
We are glad to have you here as usual.
Yes, please.
We have also...
Just listen closely because it's a bit accented.
Government staff from East Wellaga Zone and Hasika District. We have also the people at the center, the communities of Hasika here. We have representatives from the communities. We have representatives from model farmers, representatives from schools, from VSLs, from CBOs, from FBOs, and from volunteers. So everyone who was part of this journey is here. It's a very exciting moment, and we are here for a reason.
And I'm going to tell you the reason. So in case you didn't catch that, because I realized, just remember that our partners are working to speak to you in English, which is a third language sometimes for them. So what he said there was that people from the government of East Wollega Zone, people from Sasiga, and people at the center of everything that we did, members of the community, model farmers, school representative, village savings and loans participants, community business organizations, and everyone who was part of this journey. And you were there too, thanks to technology. Pastor Scott sent a video greeting, talking about the partnership. It was well received. There was a AV set up, and the community was really appreciative to have your presence there through Scott and through myself and my colleague who was able to go. We, until the last minute, weren't even sure if we could go because of the security situation, but a new airfield allowed us to fly from Addis to Sasiga without having to drive through some of the more precarious areas right now. Now, I want you to move from that and to listen, to hear what God has done through this partnership. Again, just want to encourage you. This is the voice of Abera Shagrid. He's the area program manager who has been working in Sasiga Mid-Highlands for the entire 10-year period. And he's going to tell you a little bit of what has been accomplished there. Again, just remembering that he is working to speak to you and therefore speaking in English. But we have also put subtitles on this video. And so please pause and lean in to listen to what God has done.
Dear FH Canada team, private sponsors, Lambrick Park Church, and other Canadian sponsors, I would like to thank Canadian sponsors for their support of Sasiga vulnerable and poor communities who were under various social crises. Because of your long-term commitment with vulnerable members of Sasiga community, about more than 131,000 people were impacted because of capacity building, input provision, and construction of different assets through multiple intervention. FH Sasiga Area Program had worked on mindset transformation through various capacity building and asset creation. The shareholders became hopeful and developed the skill and the knowledge of working to sustain their family life. Dear donors, because of your commitment, more than 5,600 children accessed quality education through the construction of school blocks and the provision of educational facilities like school wash, reference books, and the school latrine. Because of your support, more than 3,500 vulnerable and orphan children were provided with school uniform and scholastic materials over the past 10 years. More than 20,500 rural community members could access safe and clean water due to the construction of 82 water points. Over 2,142 households improved their hygiene through training and the provision of concrete slab. The area program contributed to safe delivery through the construction of maternity room. The construction of 14 biogas has eased the burden or the workload of the woman in addition to contributing to the farm activities. Because of your support, about 75,000 farmers developed skill and the knowledge of working on modern agricultural activities. Your support has helped thousands of community members to create their own assets and remain resilient as FH leaves the community. Thank you so much. God bless you all.
Yeah, I feel really emotional seeing that the Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our sight. I don't want you to skip past the number. 131,000 people were impacted by this work over the last 10 years. 131,000 is about 1.5 times the population of Victoria. Your little church has done this. God has done this, and it is marvelous in our sight. I thank God that I get to bring this to you. Did you see those numbers? 5,600 children, 70,000 farmers. It is not insignificant what has taken place. You have been faithful partners with Sasiga. I bring greetings from Abera, from Esteganet, Daniel. People asked for you by name. The name of Lambrick Park was throughout the celebration. And I just feel so privileged that I got to represent you there. So yeah, you're living out your motto. Gordon Head, Victoria, and the world. You're doing it. It's not just words on a website. According to our records, over the last 20 years that you've been involved in the work of FH and supporting work, not just in Sasiga Mid-Highlands, the first 10 years was Sasiga Lowlands, so there's so much more. But $171,000 has been sent from the church as a community to Sasiga Midlands, and that does not include the individuals here who are sponsoring children and contributing individually to those children who have been impacted by the work. Over the entire 10 years, sorry, I want to make sure I'm saying this last. Yeah, 171,788 at least from Lambrick Park. And that doesn't actually include some emergency response that came at different times of over $20,000. So when you think about, when you look at your numbers and you see maybe a small number on an annual basis, it makes a difference over time. And it reminded me of God's teaching to us of how we pray. And these two lines in particular, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Those words come to life when we reach out to each other. When we reach out to the world, when we reach out to our neighbors, we are not only saying the words, but we are praying those words by our actions. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There was a time in Luke chapter 17 when the Pharisees asked when the kingdom of God would come. And Jesus' reply was this. I mean, we've all seen on television different people trying to predict the exact time and that the kingdom that Jesus will return. But Jesus' reply was this: the coming of the kingdom of God is not something that can be observed, nor will people say, here it is or there it is, because the kingdom of God is in your midst. What did Jesus mean by this? As you know, he spoke often in parables and talked about people understanding from their heart through the Spirit what it is that he was trying to say. And another time in Matthew, it's reported that he told them this parable about the kingdom of heaven that I think helps to explain what God meant when he said, the kingdom of God is in your midst. He said, the kingdom of God is like this. It is like a mustard seed which a man took and planted in his field. Though it was the smallest of all seeds, When it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree so that the birds come and perch in its branches. So you can see that with everything you do, with a kind word to your neighbor, with a casserole dish that you send when somebody is ill, with your contributions to Sasiga Mid Highlands, those are small seeds that become large branches. And the most important thing that I read in this, and it might you might see other things, so listen for what God's saying to you, is that the tree does not exist for itself. The tree exists for others. In this case, the description is, so birds come and perch on its branches. It provides a place of rest. And because I'm a visual person, I see more. I see a tree that provides shade. I see a tree that might provide some nourishment and a place of rest for the birds. The kingdom of God does not exist for itself. It exists for the world to perch on those branches. And then he told yet another parable. The kingdom of God is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour. I can't imagine. I don't bake, by the way. And one of the reasons I don't bake is dough, trying to knead dough. But this is just the image it puts in my mind. 60 pounds of dough, and then you work yeast into that, and you imagine, I can't imagine. Is there a baker here who can tell me how big that would get if you worked yeast into 60? I can't picture it, because little pieces is why I don't bake. But yeast does amazing work to the mixture of flour and water and all the other things that make dough. You can put it on the counter, you put your yeast in, and you can see it rise. So the kingdom of God lifts the world, and it is in our midst. You are in it, the midst of the world, and you act like dough, have acted like dough in Sasiga Mid Highlands. Those numbers represent individual people, people for whom their labor has been hard. They have worked all their lives to provide for their children. They've worked all their lives to provide for themselves, to move their lives forward. And things were not working so well. But through the little seed of training, the seed of books, the seed of sponsorship, we have lifted the dough. And remember that the yeast is not the whole thing. There's already something there. God was already at work in Sasiga Mid Highlands and worked the yeast through the dough of what he had already been doing to lift it up. And so, as we leave that community, we leave with joy, knowing that God is continuing to do the work that he already started. Now, when I think about the second half of what Jesus taught us to pray, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, my mind always goes back to the image of what the world could look like in Isaiah 65. Description of the new heavens and the new earth. Let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. And in verses 20 to 23 of Isaiah 65, this description always strikes me. Never again will there be an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his years. The one who dies at 100 will be thought a mere child, and the one who fails to reach 100 will be considered accursed. My 54-year-old eyes are. They will build houses and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. No longer will they build houses and others live in them, or plant and others eat. For as the days of the tree, so will be the days of my people. My chosen ones will long enjoy the work of their hands. They will not labor in vain. They will not bear children doomed to misfortune. for they will be people blessed by the Lord, they and their descendants with them. That is the vision of community from God. That is God's hope for community, that people will be able to go about their work and enjoy the work of their hands. For me as a mother, the line that always jumps out at me is, no longer will they bear children doomed to misfortune. Poverty, hardship, outside forces like climate change and pandemics. Children doomed to misfortune. That's heartbreaking. And yet, the kingdoms of God is in their midst through people that God sends to do to work that yeast through the dough. The dough of their hard work, the dough of their aspirations, of their dreams. This is God's vision of God, of a redeemed earth and a world where it is done on earth as it is in heaven. I think we can all agree that the world today is a far cry from that vision. There are wars. We've just been through a pandemic a few short years ago. There's poverty that seems like it will never end, and yet it is getting better. Here in Victoria, I know the crisis of housing has increased the number of people living on the streets, and the opioid crisis continues to devastate families. And even as people are working, they're struggling to make ends meet. In Canada right now, we're all uncertain about the economy and what potential tariffs could do to our work, to our neighbors, to our grocery bill that has been going up for many, many years already. But with every act of service, you are saying, let it be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Gordon Head, in Victoria, and in the world. At FH Canada, the way we pray this is by saying we are working to end poverty one community at a time. That is our translation of, let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we are so blessed to have had such a faithful partner in Lambrick Park. You've been with us through Sasiga Lowline's commitment. We make our 10-year commitments to communities and work with them to set them up to continue the work when we leave. You've been with us through Sasiga Mid Highlands, and now you've committed to partnering with us in a new community close by Sasiga called Leka Dalucha. And I am here to thank you. To thank you so much for that commitment. I also had the privilege of visiting Leka Dalucha on my trip to Ethiopia and launching the partnership with them there. The photographs you see here are part of the launch ceremony that we were part of. The children at the school welcomed us into the community, the local leaders on the left over there, on your right, top right. You can see the traditional leaders on your left, bottom left over there, and you can see the crowds that came out and the excitement. And part of that excitement is because of what they've seen and that happened in Sasiga. What a wonderful, wonderful time. The photograph I didn't show you here was planting a tree that is for them an open invitation for you to come. So we planted trees on your behalf that they are saying, you need to come back and see for yourself how those trees are doing. That's your invitation. But there was too much. This, like, my biggest problem today was trying to figure out which photographs to put up here. So if it's overcrowded, I usually don't do that, but I just couldn't pick. There was so much I could have shared with you today. So I've said that verbally now. Maybe one day, maybe I'll send the photograph to Scott so he can share with you, Patsy Lee and I, planting these trees. But what I did want to do today was to introduce you to one of the local leaders that we'll be working with. I think it's so important because one of the things that we do, if we move forward to the next slide, is that we start our 10-year commitment by consulting with local leaders about what community transformation looks like for us. Remember, the dough already has ingredients. What we bring is just part of the picture of what God is doing wherever we go. And so Mr. Waktola Temesgen is the local administrator in Lekadalucha. I was so impressed by this man. This man has a vision for his community that matches that vision that I showed you in Isaiah 65. What he said to us was, we have everything. We have a dream for our community. We have strength. We know what we want to do. All we're lacking is economic. We're just challenged economically. That's the way he put it. And as we went through the classrooms where we had the launch ceremony, he was even showing the walls and promising that if you partner with us, you will see a change here because we're ready. We want this to happen. And so we get to be yeast, to a dough for something that God is already doing in Lekadalucha. And it was so heartwarming. He's going to provide office space to FH Ethiopia so that they can start the partnership and work there well. We, in this year, are going to be working with him to identify key vulnerabilities and strengths of all communities. There's 23 communities across Lekadalucha. We're going to train community leaders on the leadership they need to develop their own community transformation plan. It is not our plan. It has to be their plan, so that at the end of the 10 years when we leave, they are equipped and invested in carrying on the work. And we will be providing medical attention to the sponsored children in the community. So I just wanted to give you one example of what that looks like. One of the things we've identified is a need to contribute to improvement of education in Lekadalucha. There is 98% enrollment for primary school. However, there are challenges. There's overcrowding of the classrooms. You can't see very well, but in the top right-hand corner, some of those children are sitting 4-5 to a desk because there's like 58 students per classroom, and the infrastructure is just lacking. That's an example of one of the buildings in the community that it's a school block. And so, like you saw with Sasiga, the building of the school blocks will matter. It makes the learning environment more conducive for the children to improve their learning outcomes. There's distance to schools where there's no access to transportation. We need to talk to local leaders about how do we work. We can't build a transportation system, but we can work with the community to identify solutions to that problem. And there's very high dropout rates. So again, working with community leaders, with parents, with other caregivers, for how they support their children's learning so that there's fewer dropouts out of high school. There's more things, like there's only 16% preschool enrollment, which means children are entering kindergarten without good preparation to learn. And girls are often expected to take on more domestic chores and then are at risk of child marriage in some of the communities. I could go on. I could make a slide for health. I could make a slide for livelihood. But that would probably be a lot more than we need to. It's just an example I wanted to give you of how we work with the local communities. And it just so happens that the gentleman is also a believer. We don't require that the local, that we only work in communities where the leaders are Christians. But his encouragement that day to the community was really in line with who we are and who you are as a church. And so that was encouraging. So as we hear that today, our prayer, I'm talking about all of us here today, is the same. Our prayer and our plan for Lekadalucha are just one and the same. Let it be done in Lekadalucha as it is done in heaven. That is our prayer as we launch together into this partnership. Never again will there be an infant in Lekadalucha who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his years. They will build houses and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. For as the days of a tree, so will be the days of my people in Lekadalucha. They will not labor in vain, nor will they bear children doomed to misfortune. For they will be a people blessed by the Lord, they and their descendants after them. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you are too. Last but not least, I told you I came here to thank you. Last year, we put out the word that we're making a commitment to Lekki Delucha, to a new community in Ethiopia. And your response reminded me of a church that is named in the scripture for its generosity, just as Lambrick Park was named in Ethiopia for your generosity. It's the church in Macedonia, and it's described as a church of modest means that is an example of kingdom generosity. And this is how it's described in 2 Corinthians. Last year we put out the call, you were the first not only to give, but also to have the desire to do so. Now finish the work so that your eager willingness to do so will be matched by your completion of it according to your means. According to your means. For if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, and not according to what one doesn't have. I am convinced that God never asks us to do more than what he's already given us to do. And those small seeds, large seeds, grow into those huge mustard seed trees that provide shade, rest, and nourishment for the world. Our desire is not that others might be relieved while you are hard-pressed, but that there might be equality. At the present time, your plenty will supply what they need, so that in turn, their plenty will supply what you need. The goal is equality. As it is written, the one who gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little. This is God's vision for the world. This is why God calls us, is so that there will be equality. For us sitting in Canada in 2025, it might be really hard to imagine a world where people in Lekki Delucha might contribute to us, but they already are, and I'll get to that. But we also work with Korea Food for the Hungry. 50 years ago, Korea was a recipient country, and now they are a donor country, giving back to a world that gave to them 50 short years ago. And I'm going to say short because I'm young. So it happens. The world and God's economy is an eternity. And as we sit in our moments, it feels like impossible to imagine. But it does happen, and it has happened in my lifetime, that a country that was receiving becomes a country that is giving to the world. And so I want to acknowledge the challenges that we're facing here in Canada, in our own communities, in our homes. It's very interesting times to be making a commitment to giving. The uncertainty of the economy and the possibility of tariffs that could make things even more tight. But let's go back to this word from God. The desire is not that others will be relieved while you are hard-pressed, but that there might be equality. Because we have an ability to make choices that others do not have. And last, I think it's last, but not least, I want to talk to you about what I see as the most vital impact of everything that we've done together, that you've done. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, continuing to talk about that church in Macedonia, scripture reads this. God is able to bless you abundantly in all things at all times, having all that you need, so that you will abound in every good work. And he that supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through God, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. That is the impact. Your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. And continuing with that from verse 12 is what I have up on the screen. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in expressions of thanks to God. This image is of mothers of children who were sponsored by Canadians and who participated in a celebration of our completion of our partnership. And we're expressing their thanks to God as a result of what happened here at Lambrick Park. Because of the service by which you have proved yourself, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. And as well as their prayers, their thanksgiving that impact us, we know that this world is more than just physical. They've also entrusted me with gifts for the community here today that I have the pleasure of presenting to you. So, in order to do that, I'd like to, first of all, ask for a show of hands for those who have been to Sasiga. I know Brenda Lee is here. I've heard that the Gants are here. A little Scott Birdie told me, nice to meet you. I'd like to ask you all to come up and receive these gifts from the community. I have a couple of things here to start with. First of all, a certificate of recognition for Lambrick Park from the community. Should I give it to Brenda?
Sure.
Yeah. So thank you so much. Hi. I've only seen photographs. Nice to meet you. And the community made, I just want to make sure it's the right one. Okay, this one is for Pastor Scott. A wonderful carving from the community to thank you. Yeah, it even says Pastor Scott. And what else in my goodie bag here? Oh gosh, my mic is dropping. Just give me not in the colloquial way. It's actually dropping. This is not a mic drop. And for your church community, I hope you keep it as a symbol and a reminder of the yeast that you are working through the dough. This is a carving that was made from the community, and it says on the back, Lambrick Park Church. So it's for the community here, Brenda. Thank you. And let me see, do I have anything else? Yes, there's some coffee that you will hopefully enjoy. Mic drop. Yeah. And I am so pleased to meet you. Thank you so much for your partnership. Thank you so much for your partnership. God bless you all. Let it be done on earth as it is in heaven.